USA Radio News.
The Saudis have confirmed that Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi died inside the Saudi consulate in Istanbul. Through an interpreter, the Saudi state-run news agency tells us,
they will continue investigating and interrogating those responsible, who are 18 persons of Saudi nationality.
In response, the White House may consider stopping arms sales to Saudi Arabia. But President Trump alluded to the cost of such a move during a roundtable event at Luke Air Force Base.
You know, we're talking about something right now where a particular country ordered, you'll never guess who this is, about $110 billion worth of equipment. And I assume you'd like to keep those orders, probably.
Yes, sir.
But if you don't, Boeing, Dennis, you can let me know.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Parts of Texas have been flooding for weeks, and even more rain is expected. Governor Greg Abbott says he expanded a state disaster declaration from 18 to 54 counties.
During this weekend, rain will be focused over South Texas, and then early to mid next week, another more organized round of rain is expected to move through the state, with heavy rain potential as well as a few strong storms.
Meantime, the death toll from Hurricane Michael stands at 35, and most of those deaths are in Florida. The worst of the storm hit in Panama City, and the two major hospitals there are still not admitting patients. Only ER services are available at either facility. Deputies in Bay County have arrested at least 10 people suspected of looting in the area. In Callaway, Erin Guthrie had her baby's things taken, and Victoria Smith said someone took her purse from her hands while she was sleeping. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo held a meeting with Mexican officials regarding the caravan of people heading to the southern U.S. border. John Clemens reports.
It took place with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo meeting with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto concerning this latest clash that left at least four of the policemen from Mexico injured.
We are quickly reaching a point which appears to be a moment of crisis, record numbers of migrants. Foreign Secretary Vidigre and I spoke about the importance of stopping this flow before it reaches the U.S. border.
Mr. Pompeo also said the U.S. fully supports the decisions made by Mexico to protect its sovereignty. I'm John Clemens.
An air defense drill that the U.S. was planning to hold with South Korea has been canceled. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The change in plans said to be aimed at giving nuclear talks with North Korea a better chance of success. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart making the decision at a Friday morning meeting in Singapore. As a result, the Pentagon is suspending what was called Exercise Vigilant Ace, which had been scheduled for December. Talks stalled earlier this month as the U.S. was pushing for an inventory of North Korea's nuclear weapons. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Listen to the news at any time during the hour, at home or on your personal device at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.